The boys are back in town, and welcome back to Your Average Podcast. I'm Ant.
This is Panda.
And as you know, we're a podcast that likes to
keep things average.
Keep things average and take very, very, very long breaks and vacations and hiatuses. And we say, you know what? I think it's time the break's over. It's time to get back into the cryptids. It's kind of time to fill this world with more scary stories, scary tales.
Yeah, we pulled an MCR, guys.
What's an MCR?
Chemical Romance.
Huh?
My Chemical Romance.
Oh, they took a high. Oh, yeah, that's right. They did take a. Yeah. Hey, they're coming back, though, again, I heard.
We pulled an MCR, guys.
No, pulled an MCR. Well, this is going to be definitely our Black Parade, so we'll see how it pans out. So, how you been, man? It's been a long break, but, I mean, I seen you almost
every day. Just out here dodging COVID, bro.
Oh, same. Had a little scare, but turned out it was negative. We're all good.
COVID can't get me, bro. You don't like my.
You're elusive.
Yeah.
You're clever, but you keep on taking them vitamins and them C. That C. What is it? Vitamin C, duh. Vitamin C. Yeah. Orange juice. Drink a lot of orange juice, man. Mm-hmm. You'll be okay. So, anyways, guys, yeah, we took a long break. A lot of stuff going on in our lives since our last episode, obviously, with the COVID situation, job. But other than that, man, I hope everybody's been pretty good financially. There's a lot of ways to make money out there.
I've been real good financially this year.
This has been pretty good financial year, actually.
Isn't it? Awesome financial
year. It started off as a
kind of turbulent.
Very turbulent. Like, I was like, oh man, having a rough patch beginning of the year, and then
having a rough start.
And then we kind of settled down. We kind of leveled out, and coming in at the end of the year, just take the French.
All right, guys. Sorry, we had to cut. River came and grabbed her Chick-fil-A French fries because of the whole COVID situation. She is learning from home, so she's in the studio. So,
and tell the guests who River is, in case they don't know who River is.
Oh yeah, River's my kid.
Oh yeah, River. Penn has a kid. So, just FYI, in case none of y'all average listeners out there didn't know that. So
I thought you were about to take that a whole different way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I was like, if y'all want to shoot y'all's shot.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, man.
No, I didn't want you to take it that way. I was just like, oh, God, please, no. No,
it's
no.
All good. It's all good.
I get enough of this in real life.
Yep. So we do have a special guest. So in case you hear some sliding footsteps or anything like that in the background, that is a...
It's a haunted house.
Yeah, it's a haunted house. Anyways, back to it. Yeah, it's been pretty good, you know, year so far, you know, the ups and downs and whatnot. I'm pretty sure everybody out there has some ups and downs this year, but hopefully you're managing it very well and going into 2021 with a whole new mindset, picking yourself up, you know, and just, you know, crushing it. Crush it next year, bro. Just crush it. Whoever you are, crush it. Next year's your year. You can do it. So, we both have kind of been on a not listening to podcasts phase, basically since
May, April.
Yeah, it hasn't been. I usually have my queue of what I've listened to podcasts and just try to see what everyone's out there talking about, how they either talk about the COVID stuff or the situation they got going on, their current events. But I think that a lot of people get that.
Already a lot,
and you know, they just kind of zone out from it, and then now it's just like, kind of, you know what, we put a lot of it out there, you know, there's a lot of it out there already, a lot of information out there right now, but this is not a this episode right here is kind of just rebuilding the foundations of what we had when we were dishing out episodes like weekly and whatnot. So to give everybody a break, next episode's probably going forward. We probably won't be touching COVID, stuff like that, current events, you know what I mean? You know,
unless something real big happens. Unless something real catastrophic happens. Okay. See? There goes our special guest, guys.
There goes your special guest.
No, don't tell about me.
But, yeah, so we We might bring COVID stuff up depending on what the situation is and stuff like that. But
of course, there's a vaccine in the making. There might be 10 or 12 different vaccines. I don't know.
Yeah, guys. It's a gamble. I can travel now.
You can travel now. Anyway, so yeah, we want to just kind of make the podcast, bring the podcast back just to keep you guys in. Like, I don't want to hear this stuff. I just want to get back to my cryptids. I want to hear my scary stories. I want to get scared. I want to listen to werewolves. I want to hear about werewolves, vampires, aliens, magicians, sorcery, witchcraft, whatever. You know, this is the podcast we like. And that's where we kind of said it. Like, you know what? I think that people need the average podcast again.
Or unless you're a very sad person like me and want to just emotionally unattach and just fade away into audio coming in through your ears and
go down some rabbit holes.
Go down rabbit holes and ignore everything else. That's and right. Hate your job. I mean, yeah, it's Christmas, guys.
It's Christmas. Oh, man, it's Christmas. Yeah, you remember last year we did a very average Christmas. That was a pretty good one. We may, depending on our time schedules next week, we may do a little something. I don't know yet.
Average Christmas Part 2.
An Average Christmas Part 2, maybe. You might get a little treat on that one. Who knows? But anyways, all that being said, this brings us down to our main topic of the day. And with, obviously, us being from Texas, we like to do a little... Texas has a lot of different areas where people say it's haunted. You can't go there. It's cursed.
Oh, yeah. We had a little... I didn't mean to cut you off, but we had a little spook here earlier today.
Yeah, we did, actually. And this asshole decided to download a Spirit Box app. And I'm like, bro.
I don't think it works.
I hope it doesn't work, bro. Don't think it works. And then this dude had the audacity to say, do you want us to leave? And I'm like, dude, this is my house. I'm not going nowhere.
So I don't think it works. The comment said it didn't work.
I hope not. Anyways, with that being said, us being from Texas and... We want to start off with the nice little Texas cryptid, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty fascinating about this one, because this one's been around quite a while, and it's kind of well known. It might not be as well known as, per se, the Loch Ness Monster, actual Bigfoot, Abominable Snowman, the Yeti, but it's kind of in that bracket, and this guy's name is called the Goatman. And the Goatman is a half man, half goat, sometimes axe wielding cryptid. According to legend, he is a shapeshifter and can mimic human sounds and voices, which helps when luring his prey into submission for him to consume. So this is a pretty awesome little.
So is the Goatman like a. Not a shapeshifter, but more like a changeling, in a way, with like a base form and with a base form as a half goat, half man entity.
I think his base form is the half man, half goat, but he could shapeshift and he could shapeshift into either another animal. He could shapeshift into a human, which I'm reading from a lot of sources on this one. It does say that he can shapeshift from. To a human form.
So he can go full human.
He can go full human, but there's just some
aspects. But his main form is half goat.
Yeah, his main. I'm guessing when he gets his victim where he wants it, he can shape shift.
Surprise, back motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. And then he can pull out that axe. I don't know where he has the axe carrying him when he's in human.
You know where he has that axe.
I hope he's not keistering it somewhere, because that's a... I don't know. I don't know if it's an axe or a hatchet. I don't know. It depends. We'll see. But anyways, so, yeah, like I said, he can, and the thing about me that got me is, like, he can mimic human sounds. So, there's a story I had read that there were some campers or hikers going through the woods, and, I'm gonna go back and reverse myself a little bit. So, the sightings for the Goatman has been mainly in Maryland, but also in Texas. And in Texas, there's actually a bridge called Goatman Bridge, where...
Yeah, that Goatman Bridge, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say it's an old town that's... I guess doesn't exist anymore, per se, but it's close to Denton.
It's close to Denton.
It's close to Denton, and I want to believe the current address is Old Elton Bridge in Denton, Texas.
In Denton Bridge. Better known as the Goatman's Bridge. From what I'm reading here, it says, visitors to the legendary haunted bridge have reportedly saw ghostly figures, strange lights, growling sounds from the surrounding woods, and obviously encounters with the half-man, half-goat creature. So one of those, I guess, powers or abilities that he has, which kind of caught me like, what? That sounds a lot like the La Llorona, where these cries, like he can mimic human cries for help. So you're hearing something in the woods and you're walking and you're just like, help, help me.
Somebody, anybody, please.
Anybody, please help me. And you're like, oh man, that sounds like somebody needs some help. Let me go be a good Samaritan and go help that person, you know? But from eyewitness accounts of saying that they've heard
it's these voices. Me. Hey demons, it's me, your boy.
It's me, man. They said that the voice sounds kind of awkward. It sounds strange. Like it sounds like a human, but it has different tones that makes it sound like that's not a human. I don't know, man.
It has audible abnormalities.
Have you heard a cat, you know, start yelping for help at some points and you're like, help?
No.
Help. Or crying? Like, it sounds like a baby, like a cat.
I don't know what kind of cats you've been around.
Okay, well, there's some cats out there that when they start whining I hate cats anyway, but not because of that reason, but I just don't like cats. I'm more of a dog person. Sorry, cat people out there. Sorry, Carole Baskin fans. I don't know. That's whatever. Joe Exotic all the way. But they do kind of whine like that, and it sounds like, wow, I can hear a baby crying, but it's actually a cat. So I guess when people
are you talking about like mountain lions? Because I know mountain lions can sound like...
Well, cats are in the same breed and species.
No, but when you said cat, I thought you meant like a house cat.
Yeah, house cat. Or feral cats or, you know, a cat. C-A-T. Cat.
And that's your average pod spent on this one, guys.
Yeah, that's your average pod's cat.
Word of the day.
Species thing. So with that being said, it's like... When if I'm hiking in the woods and I hear someone yelling for help, I'm like, okay, that sounds like a real person. But if I hear some sort of distorted, like it's like doesn't sound wholeheartedly like human, I'm like,
then I eject my regular magazine and I put in my salt loaded rounds like in Supernatural.
Salt loaded rounds.
That's what I do.
Silver tip liquid silver nitrate bullets. I also have flaming arrow bullets and.
You know, throw a little Hail Mary in there.
Throw a little Hail Mary in there. Put a little holy water on them. Yeah, that's when you switch out your magazines for the
ghost fighting ones.
The goat man killing ones. Or if you have some flaming arrow ones, that's your Wendigo killing bullets.
Yeah, guys, don't use hollow points for a goat, man. Come on. Jeez.
Be smart.
Do your research.
Do your research and be smart about it. Especially when hiking in the woods. Especially if you're by yourself. Who hikes in the woods by themselves anyway?
I've never been myself. I always got my Glocky with me.
You're going to say you always got Jesus with you.
Him too.
Going back to the Alton Bridge in Denton County, according to local legends, cars have been found abandoned near the bridge. Their occupants have never been found. So
there's scenarios like that. There's those scenarios of like car crashes or accidents as well. And this bridge has been around since the late 1880s.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, we have historical records of what has happened out there, but you also have to keep in mind we have the historical records that weren't kept.
True.
So.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
It could have been, since you said it was like back in 1800, I mean.
Maybe the people
go ahead and lift the rock off the. Lit the rock up. I mean, that was during the time of...
You mean the cap off the hood?
Yeah, let's hit the cap off the hood. That was during the time of slavery. So there was some killings that may have not been documented for
whatever reasons. May have not. They probably weren't.
Yeah,
they
probably weren't. There's also in the South, so that might have been a reason why there was no records kept. So the history is not too factual because, like I said, there's no way to prove that certain murders took place, certain murders didn't take place. So
it was there's also no way to not prove.
And there's always a way not to prove. So, yeah, true that. So here's a story that kind of brought the goat man to, like, historical, like...
to his infamy.
To his infamy. In 1962, the goat man was accused of killing 12 children and 2 adults. According to legend, a group of children and adults were hiking a bit too close to the goat man's cave, and they paid the price of their lives. There were no survivors of the attack, and when police went to investigate, all they found were remains and limbs of half-eaten body parts and a trail of blood that led directly into the cave. So obviously this is when I bring out the heavy machinery and bring out the Tavor.
Hey, I have one of those.
Put some salt green tips on there. Yeah, you do have one of those.
You're part of the club. One of those.
You're part of the club now. So you put some of those...
For people who don't know what a Tavor is, it's the Ram 7 in COD. It's an actual gun.
Yeah. So you sprinkle that with a little sea salt.
Hell of a gun.
You sprinkle that with a little sea salt, a little kosher salt if you want to. You want to get a little fancy.
Dip your magazines in holy water.
Dip your magazines in holy water and bring your best torch and Leroy Jenkins into that wood, into that cave. You ever seen Leroy Jenkins? The story of Leroy Jenkins?
But if I'm going into a cave, I wish I had a tack light.
Oh, well, maybe Santa Claus will bring one for Christmas. Or Belschnickel. Chia Arfia. Belschnickel's here. So anyway.
But yeah, on my end, I found records of that forsaken cave, makeshift cave, whatever you want to call it. I'm not going to go looking for it, but there's also been records of, I guess, the Llorona ghost, or a close, distant cousin of it.
The La Llorona ghost?
That's how you actually say it, La Llorona, not La Llorona.
I say La Llorona.
But of her, like, leading people into the cave or whatever, there's also speculation of it being, like, a disembodied spirit of a murdered girl trying to, like, lead people to find clues or help figure out what happened
to her death.
There's a lot of speculations of it. Some people are saying that maybe she's somewhere in the cave, or she died outside of the cave, near the cave, in the cave. It's just all speculation from amateur ghost hunters. And there's also no way to validate what they said, you know. It's not like we were there. We just got to take it at face value.
Right.
But it does make it exciting, just taking it at face value. But that's what a couple articles that I read about that area, that were on the interwebs saying that, you know, people have heard a girl's voice or seen a girl or heard a baby, or not a baby crying, but a woman crying saying, help me, like you were saying before. And it always led or got around to that cave entrance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the whole crying for help and crying for help and wanting, you know, just it's just that ability that some cryptids or spirits have to lure unsuspecting victims to their trap. And that's a case that this guy has, the Goatman has. But the thing that I think puts the Goatman on top of that is that
he's half goat.
He's basically a chiva. R.I.P. chivas.
They good. They yummy, bro.
Are they good?
Hell yeah.
They good this year?
Tacos a goat.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the soccer team.
No, I'm talking about Tacos the Goat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I don't need that. That's nasty. Tastes like armpits.
Ugh.
You know what I'm talking about.
But you know what armpits taste like? That's the question.
Okay, you ever go a day at work when you forgot to put on deodorant?
Yeah, but I don't fucking lick my armpit.
Okay, but you smell like musty and shit. You smell what your armpits smell. I mean, any guy, maybe even some women out there.
If you ever it's 2020, we're throwing the blanket all over.
If you're going a whole day and you don't have any deodorant on, you smell your armpit, you're like, oh my god, that smells like onion, that stinks. That's exactly what it tastes like. What it smells, what it tastes like, is chivas.
Because the scent of fries does not taste like fries, because fries is an actual food. It's potatoes. Potatoes can smell differently depending on how you cook them.
Fries are not, is not meat, though.
Okay.
Why am I talking about fries every time I go?
I don't know. Let's go back to the regular story.
Oh, my goodness. You made me lose my train of thought. Like I said, the reason why I think the Goat Man is a little bit more step above, say, La Llorona, because he not only hunts with sounds of whining and luring people, but he can also be among your group. He can also be among you because he's a shapeshifter. He can take human form.
That's scary.
One of the witnesses that I read have claimed that when hiking in groups, a random hiker will show up among the group and linger until they begin to move different and speak awkwardly. They either start falling back and disappear into the woods or vanish whenever the group is asleep.
That's kind of scary, though, bro, because that reminds me of... I don't know if you ever saw the latest installment of the Alien movie.
No.
I can't remember the actual... Covenant. Alien Covenant.
Okay.
Where the synth... There was two synths in the movie, basically, and one was good, one was bad, whatever. The bad synth killed the good synth and then, like, chopped off his arm to try and imitate the body of the good synth.
Mm.
But
he pulled the old
switcheroo. Yeah. But the lady caught up to it and it was just like, damn, he had me play the entire movie. I thought it was actually the good one. I was like, oh cool, y'all gonna escape.
Yeah.
But yeah, check the movie out if you're an Alien fan.
Alien fan. Is Sigourney Weaver in that movie?
Nah, I wish.
Oh man.
She old.
Oh man, it's Ripley, bro. Ripley never dies.
Ripley 2020.
Hashtag Ripley. Anyways, so in that aspect to where he can actually mimic human form and talk to other humans.
It's a fucking dangerous weapon, bro.
That is a dangerous weapon. I mean, that's espionage. That's infiltration. That's a double agent. That's what it is. He's a double agent. So basically he can like, hey, you know, I need some help over here.
Smooth criminal.
He's a smooth criminal. He's like, hey man, I need some help over here cutting this wood. Can you come help me out here?
And he cut you.
And then he lures you out into the woods. Like, yeah, I just need to chop some wood over here for the fire pit. Okay, here, hold this wood. Let me out chop it. Okay, cool. And then he unkeisters that axe from wherever he keeps it at, and then you're gone. That's it. And that's how he got you. There are some instances where people have actually caught him and said like, hey, you're not real or something like that. So he starts freaking out and fidgeting like, oh my god, I'm caught. And then he runs into the woods. I think that was a story I heard. It might have been a hashtag creepypasta story, but that was weird because that in that story it actually showed that he can imitate human emotion. So he wasn't just a human per se and was talking languages. He actually understood
human emotion. He wasn't just a hollow shell.
Yeah, he wasn't just a hollow shell. He actually understood human emotion because he actually took the form of a woman, and this woman was another guy's girlfriend in that camp. So he copied her and then went to another guy's tent and was like, I'm going to sleep with you, whatever, but was just more affectionate toward that guy. It was like, hey, you know, I thought you were with him. Like, yeah, but I want to be with you. So like that. So basically she was playing the whole game of trying to lure him out into the woods, whatever, but just the thought that he actually used human emotion against an actual human is a dangerous thought in itself. So I think that's what puts him above, per se, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, and just having just brute strength. You know,
your average cryptid.
Yeah, he puts him above your average cryptid. Definitely above Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti, Abominable Snowman, any other... Maybe, I don't know, but man, Bigfoot's been hiding for so damn long, bro. He's got to be intelligent. He's like, y'all motherfuckers ain't going to catch me. Y'all caught me twice in 1975 on film, but...
Y'all caught me slipping.
He's like, I was in my younger days. I was young and dumb. I really wanted to fish that day, and y'all motherfuckers out there...
Y'all just don't be letting the boy fish.
Whatever, so we haven't seen him since. Or not that I know, we haven't seen him since. But this, I mean, you know, I guess he's intelligent, whatever, but... In all aspects.
Oh, hold on, bro. I just got an email from the FBI agent that's watching this. He said, stop talking about this now.
Oh, shit.
He said, abort mission.
Abort mission.
I didn't mean to get you off topic. Go keep
going. Yeah, you really got me. I was like, is it for real?
No. Hey, guys, I got to pack up and move to Mexico. FBI is on to me.
Moving to Sweden.
No, but that shape-shifting... Basically passing off as human, it's dangerous, man. I mean, especially if we're not saying the Goat Man's, well, at least in reference to the one in Texas, the Goat Man's Bridge is not a mass forest endeavor you're going to be taking. But, you know, I think you said there was also sightings in Maryland and other parts of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And there are forests up north. Dense forest.
Yeah.
So just imagine you're out there with three buddies, four buddies. Y'all go to sleep. One of your buddies gets got. And, you know, wakes up, take a leak. And that's the last leak of his life.
Yeah.
He get ate. Shapeshifter takes his body. And you're just walking around, thinking everything's good. Pack up your campsite for the night. Keep on your journey. And next thing you know, you got a goat man
among your group.
Yeah.
Just waiting for his moment to take...
Take the other one out.
To take the other ones out. And he was just dropping, like flies, man.
And at that point, it's just like, how well do you really know your friends?
How well do you really know me? Say something embarrassing. What do you know that's embarrassing about me that you knew about that you didn't know 5 years ago?
I don't think you want me to say that on.
Yeah, me neither.
On recording.
Yeah, me neither. Anyways, so I think this guy was pretty cool to research, and him being from, well, he's from partly Texas and Maryland, but I think he was a pretty cool cryptid to research, and I really hope that I don't meet this guy one day, but. I know you were saying that you wanted to drive to the bridge, and what was the quote that you were talking about? Hey, goat man, it's your boy.
Oh no, I don't know how active you guys are in the meme world, but there's this little meme for, I guess it's a YouTube, maybe it started off on Snapchat, like a little show, and there's this one guy that just keeps taunting cryptids or ghosts at haunted locations.
Oh my lord.
And and there's this one little clip on YouTube where he's all like, what's up, demons? It's your boy. I'm standing in your hole.
It's like, just asking for it, man. Just, no way. Not me, man.
No way, Jose.
Not today, bro.
You're not finna clap these cheeks. Not now nor never.
Yep. So if you are interested in going to the Goatman Bridge and you want to see if it's actually real or not,
you really can.
Yeah,
I think it's right off the... I don't know if it's not the highway for sure, but it's off the road. You can't drive your car over it, but you can walk over it.
Yeah. So, I think you said the address earlier, but for people who didn't get the address, it's 2655 Old Alton Road. And you can't... Yeah, you obviously can't drive your car over it, whatever like that, but you can park the car and get out and walk over the bridge.
Park the car safely, please.
Yeah, park the car safely. Don't... Leave it abandoned and never come back to it. I mean, if you got a nice car and you say, hey, man, I'm going to leave my car there, then I'm going to park it. Hey, let me know. Send me an email at youraveragepod.1@yahoo.com and let me know that you're going to leave your brand new Toyota Camry there or anything like that, because I could definitely use a new car right now. But anyways, that's just me. So, if you want to get out and walk around, take some pictures, hey, man, be my guest. Go for it. I think, and you know what's funny is I actually think that the Goatman Bridge is actually part of the Texas... Oh, man, I got to look that up real quick.
Cause it's a historical landmark.
Well, Texas has this Texas haunted...
Road trip
thing. And I think the Goatman Bridge...
It's a pit stop.
...is one of the pit stop. I'm going to...
I think if you Google it, you should pull it up.
I'm going to Google it right now.
But, some things from people who have gone to the Goatman's Bridge in the morning, they said you can distinctly smell like farm animal smells. Apparently there are mosquitoes.
Apparently.
But if you do decide to make the trip out there, you know, always just be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Always go in with the idea that something could happen. So just prep yourself. I'm not saying, you know, walk out there with a first aid kit, a rifle, and full body armor, but just be cautious. You never know what could be out there, who can be out there.
Yeah, you might not get a cryptid, but you might get some crazy guy or crazy woman who wants to actually make you a ghost of the bridge. Be careful out there, man. There's a lot of dangerous things out there than cryptids.
You're going to join the Tenants.
Yeah, you're going to join the Tenants. You're going to be like that movie. It's not a movie. It's The Murder House on American Horror Story. You're going to be one of the tenants who lives there forever. Or one of the renters who lives there forever. So you don't want that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, actually, so the haunted road trip is actually San Antonio, you have the Donkey Lady Bridge, which is a pretty cool story in itself. You have Yorktown Memorial Hospital. You have Texas Killing Fields in Galveston. You have the Baker's Hotel in Mineral Wells. And you have the Goatman Bridge in Denton County or Argyle County. So, yeah, so that's a pretty long road trip, actually, from Denton all the way, from Denton driving all the way down to Houston. Actually, Galveston, that's a very, very long one. That's a long road trip. I hope he has some
sights gas to money.
See. Help me have a lot of gas money and some sights to see before you even get there. You get a lot of good barbecue places, though. That's for sure. Anyways. So, yeah, this is a great, great way to start it off. Like I said, we're going to try to continue to
pump these episodes out again.
Keep everybody's mind off of whatever you're going through. If it's negative, you know, come, you know, listen to our podcast. We'll give you at least, what did our runtime today? 45 minutes? Maybe an hour?
Yeah, like 30-ish.
30-ish? Okay, well, 30-ish minutes, man. We'll try to pump out some more longer content for you guys. I know that people are into, like, a different things now. They kind of occupy their mind with new TV shows. I know one of the TV shows I'm listening, I know you don't watch it for sure for crap, but
what's TV?
Yeah, exactly. I'm really into The Mandalorian right now, and it's a fantastic TV show. But I know this dude's not a Star Wars fan, so if anyone's out there a Star Wars fan or a Mandalorian fan, hey man, give us a comment on our Instagram group and let us know what you guys think about the TV show. Let us know what you guys think about this episode. What do you want to hear in the future episodes? Like I said, we're kind of going back to our roots of telling tales of cryptids, some scary stories. What else?
You know. Just whatever comes up for topic. I know some topics aren't for everybody, but you know, we just kind of pump out episodes depending on the day. Sometimes you might get creepy horror shit. Sometimes you might get sports shit. It just depends on the day.
Yeah, sports stuff. Yeah.
And if it's not your cup of tea, then, you know, by all means, don't listen to that episode.
Don't listen to the episode. Go to the next episode. You know, it might be something you like. There's a little something in there for everybody. A little sprinkle of anything from anybody.
And then for the people who don't live in Texas and you want to know more about the Goatman Bridge or see it, there's, like, a lot of tools online, man. There's people who've done TikToks about it. I'm sure there's Instagram videos about it out there. There's Google Images. There's some really nice, pristine pictures out there.
It really looks creepy, actually, to be honest with you.
Especially the night pictures.
You showed me an aerial view of the
And that was daytime. Bridge. And that was daytime. That
is daytime, and that shit looks scary as fuck. And I was like, no, I'm not. Nah, hell no. That's just, nah. I was like, nah, that's just a bad thing waiting to happen.
Basically, just to try and give you, like, a short mental picture of what it was. Bridge, gray water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Forest on one side, forest on the other side. And I was like, yup. I don't ever want to be stranded on the side of the road here.
You can definitely walk into that forest and never walk out again because it looks pretty dense. And
you regular folks might walk into that forest and never come out again.
Yeah, yeah. But you people out there who have knowledge of the cryptids, you know what to look for, you know what to run away from, and you guys are one step above the others.
What the heck is my mom doing out here?
What are you doing here?
Yeah, nice try, Goat Man.
Shoot. Anyways, so yeah, this has been a production of Your Average Podcast. We love you. We'll see you again in the next episode.
See y'all next year.
No, man. We got to put out one more episode before the end of the new year. We got to celebrate the New Year's.
I mean, see you in 2021. I'm not saying we're going to take another year off.
Oh, okay, yeah. The people were like, wait, whoa. You guys just built up this whole thing about you guys going to come back, and now you're saying we'll see you next year. I'm like, no. Hopefully, we will probably give you guys another episode before the end of the year. And you know, well, how many weeks we only had, like, what, two more weeks? Oh shit, we only had two more weeks.
We have, if we upload an episode each Friday, we have this one potentially in the next week.
Gotcha. So judging on what,
if we can make it happen,
yeah, judging on how the time frame is, our job schedules are, you know, we'll try to give you guys a pretty good episode, maybe Christmas or New Year's, you know. But anyways, guys, definitely keep listening.
Thank you for coming back, if you came back, honestly.
Yeah, thank you for coming back, man. Give us another listen. You're like, man, I hope these guys aren't going to let me down again and tell me, yeah, we're back, and then we take another six, nine-month hiatus or whatever. So, and I'm keep going.
And yeah, we the whole reason we were like, yeah, man, we need to come back is so we kept up with our analytics. And a big shout out to, you know, our I'm hopefully I don't offend anybody, but a big shout out to our Indian community that's out there listening. We know y'all guys are out there.
As in the listeners outside overseas and everything. Yeah. Like that. Yeah, we got a lot of overseas listeners.
That's, yeah, we got a lot of people from India listening, a lot of people from Sweden. So if that's you,
hey, I mentioned Sweden.
We know you're out there.
I said I was gonna move to Sweden, but
we know you guys are listening to us, and that's kind of creepy.
But it's cool.
But hey, power to you.
Power to you. That's cool. We awesome. Appreciate y'all out there. Anyways, so
the power of the internet, bro.
Power of the internet and technology, bro. It brings us all together. Everyone's connected through the internet. Technology. Anyway, guys, so that's us. We will see you next time. Deuce.
Adios. Thank you.